Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Heavy fog has prevented search teams from combing through the wreckage of an Iranian plane that crashed Sunday in the southern part of the country. The Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Anxiously waiting for news. Relatives of some of the 66 people believed to have died in a plane crash in Iran on Sunday, gathering at the plane's destination of Yasuj in the country's southwest. Local media say the Asaman Airlines plane crashed near the town of Semirom. It had just taken off from Tehran's Mehrabad airport. A spokesman for the airline says there were 60 passengers and 6 crew on board and that they will all have been killed.
Russian news reports say a gunman has opened fire on people leaving a church service in the North Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least 5 people and wounding 4 others. The TASS news agency said the shooting happened Sunday outside a church in the town of Kizlyar. The assailant was killed by police. The town's mayor said the shooter was shot dead, and 2 police officers were among those wounded. Dagestan is a predominantly Muslim region between Chechnya and the Caspian Sea. President Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been wildly successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it spawned. On Twitter, he wrote, "It was the goal of Russia to create discord, disruption, and chaos within the U.S., then with all of the committee hearings, investigations, and party hatred, they have succeeded beyond their wildest dreams." This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is just years away from having a nuclear bomb. Under pressure back home and facing possible political corruption charges, Netanyahu took to the stage at the Munich Security Conference Sunday to deliver a warning about the security of the Middle East region. He accused Iran of posing an existential threat.
Israel is one of the nations that feels most threatened by the possibility of Iran, which calls for the destruction of the Jewish state, becoming nuclear armed. So Israeli leaders have praised their U.S. counterparts, such as Vice President Mike Pence, for threatening to pull out of the multilateral deal that freezes Iran's nuclear program for more than a decade. In a recent speech to Israel's parliament, Pence said the deal merely delays the day when Iran can acquire a nuclear weapon, an outcome that he said the U.S. will never allow.
Speaking later Sunday in Munich, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif dismissed the Israeli Prime Minister's speech. He told the delegates, "You were the audience for a cartoonish circus just this morning, which does not even deserve the dignity of a response." He said Tehran was seeking peace in the region based on mutual respect. A plan to save one of Australia's most critical river systems is on the verge of collapse. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Murray-Darling Basin produces 40% of Australia's food, and for the past 5 years, a specially appointed authority has been trying to balance the system's environmental needs with the economic demands of farmers. The Murray-Darling Basin is Australia's largest and most famous river system. It covers more than 1 million square kilometres in the country's southeast, an area bigger than France and Germany put together. Scientists have argued there's been no overall improvement in the health of the river system since a rescue plan was introduced more than 5 years ago. The recovery plan had set out to strike a balance to protect the environment and the interests of the agricultural industry, but both sides believe they're being shortchanged. There's also heated division between Australian states. Australia is the world's driest inhabited continent and is frequently subjected to severe drought. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.